This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Transgressions. Let's begin our journey in identifying some of the key things that you and I as Muslims need to avoid. Now, I'm not going to speak about the things that are easily known to us. I'm not going to speak to you about murder is wrong and, you know, you shouldn't steal. But I want to speak about transgressions that are a part of our regular day-to-day life that we have overlooked. And I want it to be something that you can kind of take pause in my life and your life and say, this is something that I can do better in. The transgressions that I want to talk to you about are things that are not necessarily mentioned directly by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he spoke directly about a particular thing, but I want it to be something that you understand its consequence is as dangerous as some of the things that the Prophet clearly spoke to us about. So when we speak about these transgressions, I don't want you to make it a compiled list where you say, oh, he didn't say anything about murder, or he didn't say anything about stealing. I'm going to talk about stealing, but maybe in stealing joy from others, and stealing other people's accomplishments, and taking credit for other people's work, and cheating on an exam, which is cheating yourself. All of those are transgressions that are haram actions that may not have been spoken about in a clear and critical way by the Prophet ﷺ, but they are transgressions that affect our mind, heart, body, and soul. I want that to be kind of how we understand what it is that we are seeking to pursue today, and that the solution for it is to put up resistance. You know, resistance and resilience are really two important R-letter words. Resistance is that you say, I'm going to push back. I know this is something I'm going to push back against it. I'm not going to cave in this time. I caved in yesterday or last week or last month or last year, but this time I'm going to resist. I'm going to put up a fight. I'm not going to fall prey to my own self, to the whispers of the shaitan, to the actions of others. I'm not going to lose self-control, right? Number two is I'm going to be resilient. Yeah, I made a mistake. I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to dust myself off. I'm going to put myself head high and say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. I'm going to try to avoid and shield and protect myself from these things. But I know that I need to be resilient. I need to be tough. I need to be thick-skinned. And I know there's going to be certain things that I want that I'm going to be injured by missing out on. There's going to be that prom that my friends go to or the, you know, at the end of the year. And I'm not going to go to it because it's a place that I don't believe I need to be as a Muslim. I'm going to make a different choice. I'm not going to accept to go to the movie with that boy or that girl who's asked me out. I'm going to make a choice not to get involved in that squabbling online or bullying another student. I'm going to hold myself to a higher dignity where I'm not going to shame myself by being vulgar with my words just because that's the type of words that I hear in the music that is being put throughout the airwaves. I'm going to dress in a way that honors me, honors my family, my tradition, my religion, and my culture. Not because I want to be ogled and looked at by others, but I want to carry myself in a noble way that is pleasing to Allah, that my scarf is my dignity, my kufi is my honor, my conservative clothing is a sign to the world that I put Allah before I put them. Those are important ways of being resistant and resilient to the temptations that will pull us away. Let us begin going through a list of transgressions that is incredibly important for you and I to learn about so that we can avoid them and redeem ourselves from them, come back from them if we have fallen into them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, shelter us, cover our shame, hide our errors, forgive our sins, that which we know of and that which we weren't able to understand at the time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to turn over a new page, that we begin a new life and a new experience with Him with honor and dignity and love and respect. Allahumma ameen.